Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Greg Hill on WEEI.
I'll sum it up in the fact that we're very confident in our goaltending. I think it's been a strength of our hockey club for certainly the past 2 years. You know, the noise that necessarily goes on outside is not necessarily filtered as much inside as what people may believe, because our goalies know what the plan is. They know what their strengths are for our hockey club and how much we rely on them. And performance and results will dictate some of this. But we know what the plan is going in, and so do they, and we're comfortable with it.
Question: will Jim Montgomery go his separate ways when it comes to both of the goaltenders? I thought, you know, I heard Don Sweeney yesterday. I brought this up during they said it. I thought you could kind of indicate from what he was saying yesterday that they were going to go rotation. But then I don't know. Maybe you or Scheim or somebody changed my mind this morning. And
even what they say, it's still rotation. But results and performance matter. So like, what does that mean? Each goalie's getting one game, and whoever has the best results. And
it can't be one game.
Okay, so
then, you just so
two games apiece. My question, I asked Sophia this. I'll ask you this: if you're the coach, how many games would you give each goalie before you said, "Okay, that's enough"? Now we're going to see results.
It depends where the series is at. I mean, if you're down, you're up, that's the problem. It works in the regular season. It's worked very well in the regular season. They certainly are in a better position goaltender wise than the team they're facing in round one of the playoffs, the Maple Leafs. So I don't know.
Who do you have more faith in? The Bruins figuring out the goalie situation for the playoffs, or the Patriots in the third pick?
The Bruins.
Same. But I think, Greg, I believe you were right initially that this is going to be a rotation. We don't know the duration of it, but they'll each get a game. Does anybody doubt that they each will get a game in the first round?
No.
So you'll see both, and then they'll go from there. I think once you get to the second round and on, I would be surprised if they maintained a rotation.
What about Sophia saying that she has a feeling that it's all Mark tomorrow night?
Well, that
That's
was
what
interesting.
I said, too.
Yeah. But short of a sweep, how do you know if you're saying, short of a sweep where you go, okay, every goalie has gotten their fair share at it and played well. If Lena starts game one and he gives up two goals and they lose, and Swayman starts game two and they win, how do you go back to Lena?
In my mind, I think Montgomery needs to pick the plan, which I think he already has, and I think it's going to be a goalie rotation, and then just stick with it.
Answer that question
for me.
Don't react
to a loss.
Do not react to a loss.
So answer that question for me. You're Montgomery. You're saying don't react.
It's not just Montgomery right now either. I'm pretty sure Bruce Cassidy said but Vegas is contemplating doing a goalie rotation as well.
Yes, Courtney.
So
but answer the question.
For everybody who's always telling me that it's never happened before, it's never happened. Well, it might happen for two very successful teams this season.
Put yourself in there, and that's why I said the room. How do you answer the question? Because that's going to be the question that's going to be asked. You get Linus or Swayman in game one.
Yep.
They lose.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put the next guy in game two.
Yep.
They win.
Then you go back to Linus for game three, even if he lost game one. If you need to stick to your plan. If your plan is to do a goalie rotation, you need to stick with it until you're at an elimination game and there's a clear front runner.
This is Jimmy from New Hampshire. Hey, Jimmy.
Good morning, everybody. I listen every day to the show. Absolutely love it.
Jimmy. Final road show of the third season of road shows is at Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach. Will you be there? Yes or no?
Yes, I'd love to meet you all in person. Okay. In fact, I was at Hampton Beach last night, Greg.
Oh, really?
Oh. And, yeah, outside of an establishment, I see a dude wearing a Swayman jersey. So I'm like, well, maybe this cat knows something about the Bruins. I'll go over and find out. Hey, so what do you think? Swayman going to start game one? And then we alternate every game. The guy goes, yeah, and we're having back and forth. I'm like, oh, this guy really knows his stuff. I go, yeah, I listen to EEI every morning. I just don't get it, why they don't understand why you can't just alternate. 1, 2, 3, 4, it's every other all the way through four, and then we'll diagnose after four games. It's what has worked for the team. It's what's working for the locker room, most importantly.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're going to diagnose after four games, that tells me each guy's going to get two starts in net. And then from there, you're going to go with performance and results.
So right? you're going to get four games into this series.
Yep.
And if it's working, stick with it. And if not, then you pick one guy and go with one guy.
Well, the only way it could, I would say, potentially be working is if you sweep. Because if you go every other game and you don't sweep, that means somebody lost.
Well, or they both lose.
But again, it's the NHL playoffs, so you want to win. You know, you should win your games on home ice.
Yep.
So you theoretically could be 2-2,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to make that decision on game five. And if you feel like 2-2 is working, then you go right back to your rotation again.
My question for everybody is: at what point does it become a distraction for the team? Because if, let's say tomorrow or today, Monty announces Ullmark Saturday and Swayman in game two. So he gets ahead of it. So after the game, not everybody's saying, you know, who's starting where. If you're at 2-2 coming back for a pivotal game at home, do you really want it to be game time decision? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like this needs to be established firmly before they start playing these games, because otherwise it's going to be all they're asked every day.
What if they get to game five? Jim Montgomery faces the media, and he says, in net tonight, Brad Marchand.
I think that makes everything better.
It's so good.
Yeah,
well done, Jackson.
But this, it's a major, major distraction.
Yeah, but really they already said in the
It hasn't been. This is the dumbest argument ever. Hasn't been a distraction for the last two seasons.
And Sweeney literally said they have a plan.
The only reason it was a distraction last postseason was because they didn't go with the rotation.
It's in the regular season. What have we been talking about all about
That's
the postseason?
For us, it's not. It's a distraction for fans, I guess. Most fans that I and we can we're here.
So you don't believe
to hear, we're here to hear from them. Is that they love the rotation. They're like, it works, so stick with it. That's what, it might be a distraction for us.
So you don't believe Razor, somebody who played goalie, who said...
Well, Razor said that to Curtis. Like, what
Razor, did Razor said that they should have one goalie throughout the playoffs. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it always should be. And that he thinks that he thought this was a week ago that that's what they would be doing.
And it's very difficult for a goalie to go... rotate in every game, especially in the playoffs, because they need some form of like, all right, who's the guy?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like that it is a dance with what brung you kind of scenario, and that they've decided that internally. And
but that's why the deadline doesn't make any sense. If they think that this is the reason they're here, then they wouldn't have been willing to break it up.
Unless Milbury... But I don't think that they believe that this is necessarily the reason they're here, but I do believe that they think that this is their best unit currently. I think at the deadline, they wanted to trade one in order to try and upgrade probably the offensive unit. They weren't able to do that, so now they get to this point, and the goalies are still their best unit, and right. So they're going to rely on the goalies instead of just trying to rely on half
of them. Quick note. I have a pair of tickets to give to you for tomorrow night, and I'm going to give them away at 9:45 in 10 minutes. Just a heads up on that.
So right. Then what they need to stop doing then, if this is what they believe, then tell the truth. Say we're going to go. Don't throw performance and results in there. Just say we're rotating every single night, because if that's what you believe, what does the result and performance matter?
Well, I'm sure they're not saying that to the dressing room. I'm sure everybody that is on the team knows exactly what they're doing.
So then if that's the case, then we're going to see a goalie rotation every game for every round throughout the whole playoffs.
That's what I think.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right. This is Paulie from Dedham.
Hey, guys. Listen, on the goalie situation, these guys are used to carrying a certain workload. If you overwork them, it's not going to work. That's what happened. You wore out Almak last year. And then Swayman was burnt out by the time, the third period was through last year. You probably should have put Almak in during overtime, but you can't do that unless you find a guy that's got the hot hand and it's a series clinching game. Either you'll be eliminated or it's a clincher for you. Then you can ride the go with that little extra, the guy with the hot hand at that point. Okay, the Bruins, that's not their problem, though. Their problem is they have too many ponies, not enough horses up front. They would have had to have talked David Krejci out of retirement to be going anywhere. They'd be lucky if they get past Toronto, and that probably should be it. God forbid they have to play the Lightning, the Rangers, or the Panthers because they'll clean the ice with them. Florida would be an even match. The Celtics are going nowhere until they find a way how to close games and find somebody on that team with some backbone. And that the other team will follow when games are on the line at the end of games.
You don't have the Celtics going anywhere? Why? What's wrong with you?
Can I ask a question to you, Greg?
Yeah.
The Celtics had 64 wins, right?
Yes.
They can't close games? They won 64 of 82.
I guess it's playoff games.
Remember, they haven't played a playoff game yet.
Well, but they played last year, and that's...
Okay, but this is not the same basketball team.
I get it, but I agree with
some... But Shime, they did lose 18 games.
They won three games by 50 points.
Yeah. It's a regular season.
That seems like it's a closeout.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean,
it's a regular season. We've been down this road before, and Tatum has to step up in the postseason and show. And I don't think it's just the postseason. I think Tatum has to, you know, win a championship, because even if he performs well, he's still going to get criticized, because they're going to be like, well, he's a great player, but he can't carry the team over the hump. Yeah. It's just fascinating, both of these playoffs, because I think this whole goalie thing, I know you guys are like, oh, just do what you do in the playoffs, and they should have did it last
year. What you do in the regular season.
The regular season.
And do it in, yeah.
But last year, if you looked at the way they went about things before Linus got hurt, was they were going, all right, we're going with the guy we feel like is the better goalie, and Linus.
And it didn't work.
He got hurt.
He got hurt, theoretically, because he was playing too much. But I mean,
do you buy that?
I don't know.
So you played four games?
So you think he was hurt at the end of the season?
Yeah, probably.
Like, well, okay. Playing a lot didn't help.
I mean, so he played the, you know, 50% of the games during the regular season. And then you...
Last year, he played more than 50%.
Oh, so
he had 40 wins. Swayman only had 20.
Okay, so he played more than 40. So the approach then has to be, you don't ride a hot goalie. You just rotate goalies. That's got to be your approach.
But Greg, I would say, just to go back to the Celtics, where obviously they had a great regular season. They were the best team in basketball by a wide margin. But we still don't know if they have improved in the biggest area, which is executing late in tight games that they have to have.
Yeah.
That was an issue last year, and they overcame it coming back in Game 6, winning Game 7 against the Sixers. And obviously they showed, you know, great resilience coming back from 3-0 to the Heat before falling when Tatum got hurt in Game 7. But we still need to see that. Like, that is something that, obviously, it could happen. If they win a title this year, Mazzulla's the coach of the Celtics for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
If they lose, the whole thing could look different.
Think the path to the finals for the Celtics has become easier.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm. Because of injuries. You don't necessarily, you don't know what the time off is going to do when it comes to Embiid, but I think he's probably not going to be what he was last year.
He played in, obviously he played in the play-in game. He kind of struggled in the first half, ended up with a solid game, 23 points. Issues there. You got issues with Giannis. You look at the Knicks, Julius Randle's done for the season. So there are issues when it comes to health. You know, if you get Miami, they're going to be without Jimmy Butler. The path is easy to get there. Like, this is your, we talked about, this is like the Bruins path when in 2000 and was it 18?
Yes.
Like the
when the Lightning were bounced out.
Yeah. Your road is perfect. It was Carolina, Columbus, and
Blues.
Yeah. Whoever. So when you start to look at the Celtics path, it don't get no better than that. Even if Giannis wasn't hurt, I think it was still Dame Lillard and Giannis trying to figure out how they play together. And there was still, you know, some of that they had to iron out. Mm. So,
all right. Well, if you want to be there tomorrow night for game one, then don't go anywhere, because I'll give those tickets away next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.